What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Walking Through Valga in Estonia. As you guys know by now, I crossed the border from Lithuania into Estonia by foot. I parked my car on the Latvian border, and I'm walking toward the Estonian train station in Valga to go to Tallinn. And I'm just walking through this post-war Soviet town. And I know some of you guys on MGTOW TV are into locomotives, so I decided to why not start a video here while I'm walking around. I'm like 5 minutes away from the bus station. So we got this train. Apparently this locomotive has been around for like, what, 120 years, something like that. 1889, SU-251, obviously your typical Soviet era locomotive. I don't know if this is an active train yard or not. I think it's an active train yard. I really think it's an active train yard. You know, I see a train over there with its lights on. So it's an active train yard, I guess. So let's read this over here. Monument of Locomotive. I'm going to focus on the English side, you know, if you guys want to like pause the video and then read it on your own. Obviously, I'm not going to stay here for 5 minutes reading all over this. But apparently this train station was started in 1889, then it got bombed out, and then they restarted it in 1949, and here we are. So I'm gonna continue walking to the bus station. So like I said, guys, Valga is your typical Soviet town, okay? This place probably hasn't changed in 100 years, you know. You can still see buildings like that are debilitated. They're probably not used. So it's cloudy, it's rainy, it's gloomy. It's just not a nice place to be in. You're better off by the Latvian border, which is only like a 20-minute walk behind us, by the way. I just wanted to show you a little bit of post-Soviet Union remnants. As you guys can see, all this stuff is probably useless. You got the homes over here. I mean, you got wooden homes, you got some of the trains over there. You got nice brick houses. You know, like I said, these border towns, whether it's Valka in Latvia or Valga where we are, at the end of the day, guys, you're dealing with small towns with a population of a couple of thousand people. They definitely do have supermarkets. So this would be a good area if you just want a quiet, cheap life away from it all. But if you're anything like me, you know, you want a little bit more, you know, maybe a pub, maybe some cute woman. This is not the place, guys. This is not the place, you know. There's a reason why all the young people, in particular hot women, end up leaving small towns and villages like where we are, you know. This town's been around for 100 plus years and still look at it, you know. It's probably not a day better since Stalin last saw it, you know, back in 1949. So, like I said, I just wanted to show you a Soviet Union city. We're obviously on the eastern side of Estonia. We're by the Russian border. Obviously, you know, the thing about Latvia, the thing about Estonia, the farther away you get from Russia, the better off the places become, you know. I think that's due to the fact that Western areas, they tend to be by the ocean and, you know, maybe have a little bit more life going for them. But as you guys can tell, it's gloomy, it's cold, it's wet, you know. I mean, it's definitely depressing to be here. I mean, look, if you had a choice to be here or anywhere else in the world, I mean, would you be here? I mean, think about it, guys, right? So, you know, that's pretty much what my job is. You know, my job is to travel the world and find the locations where we can have the best in affordability, in women, in living conditions. So that's what my job is. I still say Brasov in Romania is pretty much kick ass. You know, I would say Romania in general is a pretty damn good country. Yeah, sure, it's corrupt and shit like that, but at the end of the day, man, like TFM said, if corruption works in your favor, who cares, right? I want to go to Bulgaria afterwards. You know, I like a place that's sunny, you know, this Soviet style. And again, you know, this is not the fault of the Soviets. You know, the Soviets don't have any power over the climate. You know, they're not making it gloomy and rainy and wet all the time. And now it decides to rain on me, huh? So, I'm just looking for the bus station. It's supposed to be here on the right somewhere. But, yeah, guys, pretty much this is Valga. Like I said, by the Latvian border, which is like maybe a kilometer and a half behind us, it was our right. Obviously, guys, right now, this is like Soviet style. Really not much to be like, about by any means. So, well, that's the police, but we're not doing anything. Yeah, we're not doing anything. So, I just wanted to show you guys. Yeah, he just... Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi. American citizen, just shooting the video?
Please.
Of course. Let me start off the video, okay? Uno momento, senor.